Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Bank targeted in suspected check fraud case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police are investigating a suspected check fraud case involving First National Bank of Gillette. According to police captain Kelly Alger, bank staff contacted police after discovering a series of suspicious deposits into the account of a 51-year-old woman. Investigators say three checks drawn from M&T Bank in New York were deposited into the account before the funds were withdrawn through cash and Cash App transactions. Police say the withdrawals totaled $7,500 before the account was closed. The bank is now awaiting the final transaction to clear, which could bring the total potential loss to $7,490. Detectives believe the deposits were unauthorized and are continuing to investigate the case as a possible theft and fraud scheme. No arrests have been announced, and police have not released additional details about the case. Authorities are reminding banks and customers to report suspicious transactions immediately as financial fraud cases continue to rise nationwide. Wyoming custody case ends in murder charges in New Mexico. A woman accused of fleeing Wyoming with her infant son and later killing him in New Mexico has pleaded not guilty to murder and child abandonment charges. According to Cowboy State Daily, 35-year-old Madeline Daly entered a not guilty plea Monday in Grant County District Court in Silver City, New Mexico. She is charged with first-degree murder and abandonment of a child resulting in death. Daly is being held without bond, and a judge has ruled she will remain in custody as the case moves forward. If convicted, Daly faces life in prison with either the possibility of parole after 30 years or no parole. New Mexico eliminated the death penalty in 2009. Authorities say additional federal charges may be pending, and Daly also faces a felony custody interference charge in Wyoming. The case began in Tinsleap, Wyoming, where Daly allegedly fled with her 11-month-old son, Basil, in violation of court orders. The child's father, Jake Stoner of Nebraska, reported him missing after Daly failed to appear at a custody hearing. A warrant was issued, and Stoner was granted emergency custody. Investigators say Daly was located about 5 weeks later at an RV park near Silver City. During negotiations with law enforcement, Daly allegedly shot and killed the child before turning the weapon on herself. Officers intervened and took her into custody. Prosecutors argued Daly should remain jailed due to the severity of the case and potential safety concerns for the child's father and family. A judge agreed. The child's father has declined public comment but confirmed plans for a funeral later this week in Nebraska. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.